Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B., and today we are talking about the Fairport Angels Blood Drive. Joining me today is Stephanie Shirley, founder of the Fairport Angels Blood Drive and mother of Katie Shirley, Chelsea Harrington, American Red Cross account manager, and Diane McClure, mother of Meredith McClure. Hi, how are you all doing today?
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for joining us. First, can you explain what Fairport Angels is?
Well, 5 days after their graduation in 2007, they were going to one of their family's vacation homes in Cuca, and they ended up in an automobile crash with a tractor trailer and lost their lives through it. Their additional friends were in a car behind and observing it all. And we started getting word of the accident. And of course, it's been a horrific event in our lives. And there's been a variety of activities through the community that have sprung out of this incident. Many opportunities to gather together. Actually, a neighbor of mine started an angel walk, which helped to endow money for an ongoing scholarship through Dollars for Scholars at Fairport High School. And Stephanie stepped in with a variety of ideas and community support. This has been one of those, having the blood drive. And like all the other activities, it's a time for friends and family together and remember together. I have always felt that people, because of the extent of the accident, people that were not in the close circle of each of the families were still affected by it, because it's nothing we ever expect, and it makes everybody pause. And I think these events help to include more people in the process of living with this tragedy. And so it has been beneficial not only for what will result from the blood drive collection, but for individuals that participate.
The blood drive for Fairport Angels, when and where is it?
The blood drive will be held this Thursday, June 16th at the St. John of Rochester Church in Fairport. It's running from 1 until 7 p.m. In order to schedule an appointment, people should go to redcrossblood.org and they can search the keyword for the drive, which is St. John of Rochester Fairport.
Someone does donate blood. Should they schedule ahead of time or can they do that on site as well?
Appointments are recommended for the blood drive just because it is such a big blood drive. There is such an outpour of support from the community, from friends and family. It's always very busy. So if you can schedule an appointment, we do recommend it. However, we do accept walk-in donors as well.
If someone is donating blood, what should they bring with them?
They should bring with them their ID. If they would like, they can bring a face mask with them. However, we are not currently requiring them for the drive. And then also one additional item they can do to speed up the process is to do their rapid pass before the drive, which is a pre-donation questionnaire. They can access that online at redcrossblood.org/rapidpass. And it's just some of the health history questions they would normally answer during their donation. That way they get through the process a little bit faster.
And how long did you say the blood drive's been going on for?
This is the 11th year of the drive. First one was in 2012. Every year it's just increased in size, increased in the number of units of blood collected, number of people who have come out, which is amazing. Last year they collected 117 units of blood. So really helping as many as 350 patients in need, which is a huge impact.
What is your goal for units this year?
We would like to have 150 units donated. And this also includes out-of-town donations as well. Mm-hmm. We do have a link that we're posting on our Facebook page, the Fairport Angel Walk. And they can use that link, no matter where they live in the United States, to proceed with their registration and have their donation contributed back to the drive.
Oh, that's awesome. So a lot of people I know who are from Rochester moved away out of state. So this is a great way for them to help out as well, even
so
though they don't
live here. So many of their friends have moved away as well.
Okay, that's, I love that. That's awesome.
And we would like for you to tell all your friends that are everywhere.
I will.
About it. Thank
I have
you.
Them all in Alabama, Michigan, so we'll spread the word just for you.
Good.
How important is one unit of blood?
So every unit of blood is broken down into its three components, which then can go to three different patients who need a transfusion. Really, for just 1 hour of your time in donating, you can help save as many as three lives in need.
And doing the blood drive year after year, there's so many things that I have strong feelings about. With the tragedies we've had in the last several weeks that have hit very close to home, I think people feel helpless and they want to do something, but they don't know what to do. This is a perfect thing for them to do. It helps Rochester community, but it helps everywhere. The other thing, giving blood is little effort and a huge impact. And I can't stress that enough. Nobody finds time to give blood. They make the time to give blood. It's 45 minutes. And how many people can wake up every morning and say, I helped save lives today? Mm-hmm. The average person just can't do that. So I think it's really important that people bear the urgency of it. There's such a shortage. It's just scary. It's just scary. Because you never know when somebody you love is going to need blood, or yourself as well. And our five girls, I believe, would have been doing a lot of good work in their lives, you know, philanthropic work. And I think we all feel that this continues the work that they would have done.
And I love how you said so much is going on the past few weeks, really the past few years, and we just feel helpless because there's so much that you can say online and getting the word out, but this is something you're actually doing to save people and help another life or several lives. So it's so important. What is your website for people to learn more information about Fairport Angels?
We maintain a Facebook page that was built up initially upon the accident and our first angel walk to raise funds for a Dollars for Scholars scholarship and endowed fund. And so it's Fairport Angel Walk is the Facebook page. And we invite people to share their thoughts on it, as well as we communicate, such as the date and time of the drive, the link to use. And as I mentioned previously, the out of town link. Or if you can't come on Thursday, the 16th of June, you can also donate through another blood drive within the month, I think. Is that correct, Chelsea?
Yeah.
So within the month, you can schedule your donation per your schedule and have it be contributed back to the Angel Blood Drive.
And is there an Angel Walk as well? Is that happening this year?
We have not had an Angel Walk the past couple of years, but we have continued the blood drive in particular as our main effort and focus.
What is the website again for American Red Cross?
The website for people to make their appointment for the 16th is redcrossblood.org. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll find the search bar where you can enter the keyword St. John of Rochester Fairport.
And I know, Diane, you mentioned it a little bit in the beginning. Are you okay with kind of sharing your daughters a little bit and spreading their message? Are you both okay with that?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. My daughter was the oldest of my three children. And she was a go-getter. From the moment she could walk, she would go downstairs in the morning and go to the door and knock on the door and say, go, go. She was very busy. And even as a young elementary student, she would come home and tell me what she'd like to get involved with. She knew about Fairport Pop Warner cheerleading. I don't know how she learned it in second grade, but she did, and lacrosse, and she just sort of led the way of what her life would be. And I have a cousin who recently passed in her 80s, but she always said, I always wondered why you were running so much with your kids, and now I know. She had 17 years to fit it all in.
Stephanie, please tell us about Katie, if you're okay with that.
Sure. Katie was our only child. She was a diva, to say the least. She was loved fashion, loved political science, was a light of our lives. She was outgoing and friendly and tried to draw other people in.
Thank you so much for sharing. What are the names of the three girls who are also in the car with your daughters?
Bailey Goodman, Sarah Monnet, and Hannah Cogden. One thing I have to say is that the reason we had so much public outreach is because it wasn't just our community, it was national news. It was because people said to us, this could have happened to anyone. I mean, this could be anyone's child. They were doing nothing wrong. They, you know, they were all American girls, all college bound, and it could have happened to anyone. And we found that over and over again, people that would come to the wake or whatever who didn't even know the girls or our families. And that's truly been touching.
Before I connected with someone from my hometown church in Pennsylvania, one of their relatives from offshore had contacted them and heard about the incident before I got to them.
There was a two-page article in People magazine about it. Again, by the grace of God, that could be anybody's child. One moment can change your life forever.
Tell the ones you love them.
Absolutely.
Give them an extra long hug today, every day.
And be thankful. I try to say every day, thank you for the 17 years I had with her.
Thank you so much for sharing. I really do appreciate it. Before you leave, what is one last impact message you can share with us?
Just do it. It's important.
One more time, what is the day of the blood drive and the times?
It is Thursday, June 16th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the St. John of Rochester Fairport Church in the gym.
And the website to schedule the appointment?
redcrossblood.org. And using the search bar for St. John of Rochester Fairport.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, Chelsea, and Diane. I really appreciate you all coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you.